WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Multiple deaths after a powerful tornado slammed Greenfield, Iowa. It's still a search and rescue operation.
We ain't going anywhere. You know, we're going to help out everybody we can. We did a lot of help. We pulled some people out of their houses.
Shooting at a linen company in Chester, Pennsylvania.
So we've got two people dead. I had to go in and look at their poor bodies. These people just went to work today, like every other day, thinking that they're just carrying on with their life. And now they're laying on the ground dead.
DA Jack Stolzheimer says three others were wounded. A suspect is in custody. The White House says it opposes unilateral recognition for a Palestinian state. Today, Ireland, Norway, and Spain did just that. Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris.
We do so because we believe in freedom and justice as the fundamental principles of international law.
A Tennessee judge has blocked the auction of Graceland tomorrow. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. People across Wisconsin are waking up to power outages, downed trees, and other storm damage. In the Madison area, more than 40,000 people lost power. In Green Bay, roofs were ripped off buildings. A few thousand are without power this morning in the Eau Claire area. This list just goes on and on. While there were tornado warnings throughout the evening, straight-line winds are often responsible for the majority of this kind of damage. You'll want to leave yourself extra time as you drive the kids to school or head into work. And the Poet Laureate of the United States will be here in Wisconsin Thursday. Ada Limone was given the title in 2022. This is part of a series hosted by the Wisconsin Academy of Sciences, Arts, and Letters. She'll be speaking at the Overture Center's Playhouse at 7, and tickets are still available. If you're not near Madison, there are watch parties statewide in Ashland, Eau Claire, Sheboygan, Verona, and Viroqua. For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Severe weather across much of western Wisconsin on Tuesday caused outages for more than 4,000 XL Energy customers. According to a Facebook post from the Eau Claire Energy Cooperative, officials were working to restore power after becoming aware of the outages, and an online map detailed outages and their efforts to restore power across the region. Some of the damage caused by the storm included trees and downed wires in the Augusta area and along Highway 35 from Alma to the Trumbull County line. The lacrosse man who was rescued from Lake Chetek after falling in on May 11th has died. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, Brian Luke was on a fishing trip with his brothers when he fell into the lake while getting into a boat. A second person had gone into the water to help Luke after he fell in, but was unable to get back out until bystanders came to assist him. Luke was eventually pulled out of the lake and taken to the hospital, but according to his obituary, he passed away 2 days after the incident. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers win in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It looked as if the Brewers were about to lose again when Christian Yelich was at bat, top of the eighth, against the team that traded him to Milwaukee, the Marlins.
1-1, line drive, base hit. Ball game is tied. Contreras might have a chance to score from first. He'll be sent around. Yelich on his way to third. He is safe at third with a two-run triple, and the Brewers have the lead. What a moment for Yelich in his former home.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports. Yelich described what he saw.
I kind of got my doors blown off there with a sinker like the pitch before. That's how hitting goes sometimes. And then I was like, well, probably a good chance I'm going to see that again since I got beat by it so bad and just really wanted to stay inside it, put a good swing on it. And fortunately, it got to the wall. William was able to score, and, you know, we kind of tacked on after that.
The Brewers went on to win 7-5. Manager Pat Murphy.
This guy's been doing it a long time. He was raised by the Marlins, and they taught him well.
The series wraps up tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
More clouds than sun today and a few spotty showers lingering, alongside breezy winds whipping up to 30 miles per hour. Highs today will scrape the upper 60s and we'll get a shove warmer tomorrow to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Join me Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar to answer your questions. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live on location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommer, is back at the world headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. We are live on location in the town of Dunn, just outside of Oregon, Wisconsin, at the beautiful Kopke Greenhouse. I'd encourage you to turn on the stream if you're not watching us there, either Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, because the visuals are absolutely stunning. And if you are listening on the radio, we'll paint the picture for you. We are in the gazebo here at Kopke's Greenhouse, and behind me are one of the main greenhouses here at Kopke's. I am joined by the owner and proprietor, Mr. Gordy Kopke. Gordy, thank you so much for letting us come out here today.
Well, it certainly is my pleasure to have you out here.
Well, it's, and you're one of our great sponsors at Civic Media, been with us almost basically since the beginning. We appreciate your sponsorship, and thanks for allowing us to come out here and showcase you.
Well, great. This is a great opportunity for us to have your show out here, and hopefully it'll reach a few of your listeners. Will come out here and enjoy the beautiful things that we have to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, do you mind a little bit later if we take a couple of calls? People.
Oh, not at all.
All right, well, very good. Well, we're going to talk to Gordy just a bit, but the call-in number here, if you want to call in a bit and ask Gordy a greenhouse plant type of question, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We will take some questions here from our listening audience here in a bit. But, wow, first of all, Gordy, a lot of storms came through Wisconsin yesterday, and I asked your staff earlier. It looks like, thank goodness, no major damage or anything here at the greenhouse. You guys got through it okay last night.
Yeah, they had battened down all the hatches here, and we were fortunate that the main damage was just several miles from here. There's a few of the local roads that are closed because of the heavy trees that came down last night. And the only damage that I could see was the magnolia tree in our front yard. It lost a couple of branches.
Okay, all right. Well, certainly other places in Wisconsin had a lot worse damage. And for some folks, electricity is out around the state of Wisconsin. We are thinking of all those folks. But the electricity is on, and the greenhouse
is
open.
Out.
Sun is out. It's a beautiful day. And again, for those listening on the radio, we have some of your great plants right in front of us here on the table. And then behind it, we're sitting in this beautiful gazebo. And behind us is really one of your main greenhouses. Like, we got some perennials right behind us here. But obviously you want people to come out and buy, but goodness gracious, if nothing else, just come out and enjoy the beauty.
That's right. We say that we don't sell just plants. We sell soul food. And it's
That's good.
Great for your soul to come out here, walk around, enjoy the beauty. We have some art items here. We got the Orgasmatron here, and we've got a few we buy from local artisans and have some art things on display as well. And we try to make it a nice, comfortable environment for people to come and shop.
Yeah, well, it's that time of year. I know I bought all mom's mom lives back at Richland Center. I bought all her plants last year, and I've come back twice so far. Once just to scout out for this, I ended up dropping a few bucks, and then I had to come back again before I went to Richland Center. So we got her all set up pretty much, and for annuals and a few perennials in our perennial garden. But it's one of those things where you come out this time of year, whether it's our gardens, our vegetable gardens, our flower gardens. For people with apartments or smaller homes, maybe something on the deck. And also, I think we did for our grandparents. A lot of folks this time of year still use real flowers for urns.
That's true. One of our biggest things that we offer, although our selection is getting down there, we do over 1,000 patio containers.
Wow.
And we're probably down to the last less than 100 from what I can tell out in the back. So they're quite popular. Plus, we have planting classes where people can come and plant their own containers.
Really?
Yeah, in the early spring months before we get into the real heavy selling
season. That's great. Well, Gordy, we're talking to Gordy Kopke. We're here at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn, just outside of Oregon in south central Wisconsin. Talk to us a little bit about how you got into this business, and how long has Kopke's Greenhouse been around?
Well, my whole life story is quite a complicated affair. And when I was a young man, I took off and traveled, and I've actually worked in about 9 or 10 different states. The last one I was in was Hawaii working construction, and I got tired of paving the earth with concrete in the construction we were doing over there. And I returned to my roots and became involved in alternative energy back in the late 70s.
Really? Uh-huh.
And we did that, and unfortunately, Mr. Reagan had a different opinion than I about alternative energy, and he took all the tax credits that we were offering for incentives for people to purchase wind and solar and gave them to the oil company.
Yeah.
And I was broke, but I had purchased this farm back in when I was working construction. This is a mile from where I grew up, and this farm came up for sale, and I at the time I bought it as an investment, someplace to put my money because I was making good wages in construction. And so I returned to my farming roots. I grew up on a dairy farm just a mile north of here. And I really didn't want to milk cows. You know, getting up at 4:30 in the morning and getting swatted in the face with a cow that's been soaking their tail in the gutter all night long was not my idea of a good time.
Yeah.
So I decided to do something else, and I just decided to build a greenhouse. I built my first one in the winter of 81, spring of 82, and started taking plants up to the... Well, the first one was actually to grow bedding plants for my field. I wanted to grow vegetables.
Sure.
And I started growing vegetables for transplant. Then I started putting up greenhouse to grow tomatoes in.
Yeah.
And then my mother, who was a very avid flower gardener, wanted me to grow some flowers.
That was, I remember this article. That was the interesting part. It was really a request or an ask from mom to get into the flowers, right?
I couldn't tell moms from marigolds, but I could grow stuff. So I said, okay, I'll grow you some flowers. And I grew a few extra, and I would take them up to the farmer's market. And the one thing I noticed is that when I put my flowers out on display, people would come by and just point at it and say, I'll take those. Whereas when you're selling vegetables, they come up and they look at the price, and if you're a penny a pound more than the guy next to you, they'll go next door. It was sort of a crazy thing, and a sort of light bulb come on and go, boy, you know, my chiropractor is making more off my farm than I am. And so I decided to start growing more and more flowers. Yeah. And then pretty soon the beast took off, and we started inviting people to come out and buy on the farm. First I did, I was selling wholesale to the stores in the area. And typically of wholesale, where I was doing all the work, the farmers doing all the work, I'd put it down there, and they were doubling the money and making all the profit. And I go, oh, something's wrong with this picture. So we started inviting people out to our farm here, and it's gotten to the point where now we are one of the largest in the state where we grow product and sell. We have over 4 acres of growing space, and We have quite a reputation, I guess.
Well, you do, and I think, right, 28 different buildings or so?
33.
$33.
There's five more in the back that you...
I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah.
And we got a couple minutes here, I guess 3 or 4 minutes before the first break here. We're talking to Gordy Kopke. We're live at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn in South Central Wisconsin, talking all things plants. Going to take your phone calls here in a bit. But Gordy, talk a little bit about how you're starting now this kind of 7 or 8 year transition to kind of the next generation of this project.
Yeah, we have one of the hardest things in our business is to pass on or to sell. A business like this. It's almost impossible to have a family-run greenhouse that you can sell on the open market. It just doesn't exist. And so you can only pass it on to the next generation. And so I've developed a plan with my stepson and my key employees here where they get stock as part of their incentive to work here, and I'm transitioning out as the major stockholder and transferring it over to them so that the next generation can take over and keep the establishment going for the future years.
But when I read this article, I was just so impressed. Again, like everything you do here at Kopke's Greenhouse, it's intentional. And this isn't, we'll just turn the keys over tomorrow. You have this 7-year plan. You're working with people on the business side of it. And you brought your stepson in who was kind of away for a while. And he said, look, I was just kind of away and decided to come back and try this. And now he's learning from you and your wife and your family. And so it's the business side, but it's also the plant side, the technical side to just continue on this great project, this great business that you all have here. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, just because we talk about, I know Pam Yonke, our farm director at Midwest Farm Report, talks about this. You know, my grandparents were dairy farmers, and my dad went into teaching because he didn't want to milk cows either the rest of his life. And, we see so few in agriculture today, it doesn't matter whether it's animal or plant, we see so few true family farms being able to be passed on to another generation because of various reasons. And I just think that this rich heritage that you've built here, the reputation of as an independent local greenhouse, and we're going to get into a little bit of this, how important that is. It's just a jewel, in my opinion, in southern Wisconsin. We as we go around the state of Wisconsin, we talk about what makes Wisconsin great, right? I think that Kopke's Greenhouse and you, Gordy, are one of those things that just make Wisconsin great.
Great. Oh, I thank you very much.
Yeah, you're my pleasure. My pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here. We're going to take your phone calls on the other side as well. So if you want to dial Mr. Zommers, he'll get you in the queue. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Your plant and garden questions with Gordy Kopke. Gordy, as I again, last couple of years, as I've shopped here, and again, as I was here just last weekend getting some more plants, a couple of things stood out to me at Kopke's Greenhouse here. Number one, the quality and the variety of selection here. Number two, your staff, which is both friendly and knowledgeable down to the very every person. And number three, the affordability of what you offer.
We have built our reputation on a couple of things. Quality plants at reasonable prices, and I'm not a cheapskate, but I watch my money, so I know what it's like to put out money, hard-earned money, to buy goods and services. And the other thing that we focused on is customer service. It just gets me to no end to go into the store, and you can't find anybody to help you out. And I said, I don't care what we have to spend, how many people we have to hire, I want to be known for customer service. Mm-hmm. And so we have, and as people who love flowers as our customer service personnel, we probably have 50 or 60 of those part-time people hired just to help customers
That's
out.
That's fantastic. Well, hold that thought. We're going to come back, talk more with Gordy Kopke. We're live on location at Kopke's Greenhouse here in the town of Dunn, just outside of Oregon, Wisconsin. Your phone call straight ahead. Call in now, 855-752-4842. Back with more as the All Ball Show on location right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen.
It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Little red butterflies kiss the tulips, and the sun is like a toy balloon.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on location live here at Kopke's Greenhouse, the town of Dunn outside of Oregon, Wisconsin, in south central Wisconsin. A beautiful day to stop on out. We are honored to be joined by the owner of Kopke's Greenhouse, Gary Kopke. We'll be here. Going to answer your phone calls in a bit to 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you have a gardening question for Gary, do our best to get you an answer there. By the way, coming up in hour number two, going to be joined by PJ Leach. He is an extension entomologist. He is the director of Insect Diagnostic Labs at UW-Madison, better known as Wisconsin's Bug Guy. That's right. And going to be talking about cicadas. Some places in Wisconsin, they're already coming out, Gordy. It only happens once every 17 years here, and they're kind of weird animals, and so PJ is going to break it down for us. When it comes to insect problems, you know, I mean, is that something you guys deal with or get questions from customers sometimes?
Not only do we offer the perfect environment for growing plants in our greenhouses, but we offer the perfect environment for bugs as well.
Right.
We have been on an extensive program to eliminate harsh chemicals from our production process. And I hired a young man who, the bug guy, who is specifically geared toward all the latest innovations in using not only organics, but also predator bugs to fight the bad bugs. And so we spend, probably $10,000 or $12,000 a year on beneficial insects that will come in and they will consume or sting the bad bugs. And yeah. So most of the plants that you see going out of here don't have any chemical sprays on them, and we're very proud of that. And we look forward to the day when other people will hopefully take up the cause as well.
I think that's one of the things when folks come here at Kopke's Greenhouse to shop, you can do so with a good conscience, knowing that you, the owner and proprietor, and your whole staff here, you're environmentally conscious and you're doing it the right way. And one of the things I want to get into a little bit later is all the native species, plants, perennials that you offer here. And I think it's just a great way for folks who maybe you don't want to do no mow May. Maybe the alternative is to plant a perennial garden with native species, which might do more good.
Actually, that would be a great idea. Yeah. Those early blooming plants for the bugs or the bees.
Very good. Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mr. Zomers, let us know. We have somebody on the line here. And if you have a question for Gordy at Kopke's Greenhouse, we will do our best to answer your plant questions here as we are live on location at Kopke's. Gordy, give us a sense of the trends over the years. I know maybe back when folks had bigger families, they'd plant big vegetable gardens or whatnot. We see, more individual folks, living in apartments or smaller houses. What are different trends you've kind of seen change over the years, whether it's vegetable or flower gardening?
One of the bigger changes I've seen is when I first started, most of the flower gardeners, aside from a few geraniums and a couple of other larger plants, would buy all of their little starters in a little pack of four.
Okay.
And because of all of the introductions of new flowers, and a lot of them are copyrighted, and as the Proven Winner series are, that are very
prolific bloomers and do well in containers, the shift has gone away from large flower beds into planting containers, and that that holds true for older folks who have given up the garden and moved into a condominium, or they got a patio on the deck, or the younger crowd that with the family, they're really busy with doing the mom and dad things, and they want to have some color on the patio, but don't have time to tend to a large flower garden. So it's more containers. Some of them want a container to go.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of that, and then some like to plant their own. They like to get the fingers in the soil, and I read an article about the beneficial microbes in soil that when you get them into your body comes in contact, that is actually better for your whole body as well.
I totally believe that. My paternal grandmother, rather, she had a rare kind of disease called scleroderma, which was the hardening of skin and whatnot, had to keep herself limber. And she had big flower gardens. And she would say, I have to get up in the morning, drag the hose, water the flowers, pull the weeds. That exercise is part of what kept her going. Gardening literally helped save her life, or at least prolong her life, for a number of years.
It's very therapeutic.
Yeah, mentally and physically, I would say. You know, it kind of clears your mind a little bit. We are talking to Gordy Kopke here at Kopke's Greenhouse. We are live on location. Gordy, talk to us just a little bit about what's coming up this weekend. Our friend and colleague, Jane Matner of Matner on Air, who comes on before us 10 to noon every day, she had some folks on from the Milwaukee branch of the Honor Flight. And I know that you're doing a special auction. You do it every year on Memorial Day weekend. It's coming up this Sunday at 3 p.m. here at Kopke's Greenhouse. Tell folks what it's all about and what you do with the money.
We have about 40 or 45 specialty containers that we specifically plant for this particular sale, and as well as a few of the other items that we'll auction off. We have a live auctioneer, Bob Johnson, donates his time, and I will be cooking brats Saturday, Sunday, and Monday here at a brat stand, and the brats are, we do brats, hot dogs, and we have chips and soda, and every dime that people put in the donation bucket goes directly to Badger Honor Flight, and every dime that we get from all the auction containers goes into Badger Honor Flight as well. Wow. And there's a donation bucket up at the cash register if you feel not to participate in either, but you want to support the cause.
Yeah.
You can drop a few bucks in there and help out.
How many containers are you auctioning off this year?
More than 40.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I've been here twice last 2 weeks, but some of these containers, I mean, they're just absolutely stunning, and they're all set to go. That's the nice thing, right? If you don't necessarily have a green thumb or don't want to get a dirty thumb, come on out and buy one of these beautiful containers that are already mature. Take it home for Memorial Day, weekend, and for the summer, people will think that you're a master gardener. Just and you help out the Honor Flight folks at the same time.
Absolutely, we have a gal named Kathy that is in charge of our container design, and she is a wizard when it comes to flowers and putting things together.
Wow, I cannot wait for this. I'm going to try to get down myself on Sunday, but and it's all different price. But I know some people kind of bid it up because they want to, do the donation. But there are for folks that might not want to donate $400 or whatever. There's probably some that go for a little bit cheaper than that.
The secret is to get in urban, buy early.
Right, a true salesman, get here early and
get some of the early containers, because the longer it goes, the higher the bids seem to go toward the end.
And all of your proceeds for the food also go to the Wisconsin Honor Flight as well.
Last year, our brat stand raised $4,000 over the 3 days, and the container sales we took in $12,000. So it was a grand total of $16,000, which equates to 32 vets getting to make the trip.
That's 32 vets. I mean, that's just amazing. Thank you for doing that. We're going to do a special Memorial Day show next Monday, talking about all the things the Wisconsin Department of Veterans do for our families who have Gold Star families in particular. But thank you for the veterans that you help get out to Washington, D.C. We appreciate that. Going to come back to talk more with Gordy Kopke. We are live here on location at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn, outside of beautiful Oregon, Wisconsin. Stay tuned. Taking your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842 is the Town Hall Ball Show on location on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This morning, we saw the wheat market extend its strength after rallying to start the week. This is in part due to Russia estimating lower production this year. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you. The influencers on the wheat market don't stop there. On the midday trade, the wheat price is starting to turn downward. Market advisor John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing explains why this market can be so volatile.
Got a lot of concerns regarding the Russian crop, and that's they're the world's largest exporter of wheat. They kind of set the global price. And so the market's a little concerned, and we saw the funds get out of those short positions in the wheat market, kind of got back them fairly square overall. And so yesterday we had, again, just more concerns regarding that crop as well as the plains in terms of the hard red winter belt staying on the drier side. So all of a sudden we see wheat futures jump, touch limit higher for the first time since the Ukraine invasion, just to show you how much volatility can fly into that wheat market quickly before falling back a few pennies on the close.
Market advisor John Heinberg joining us from Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. We'll take a look at what the wheat price is doing next.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to our equipment located in Dodgeville. Check out the affordable, efficient, versatile tractor line at R Equipment and ask for Mr. Versatile, Chump Gill. Keep up with Pam and the entire team at MidwestFarmReport.com, on Facebook at Fabulous Farm Babe, on Instagram at Fab Farm Babe, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
From Chicago, the wheat market has been back and forth midday on a Wednesday. It's currently trading up a quarter of a cent at 6.97 and three quarters. Corn and soybeans are seeing strength today. Cash corn is up 3 cents at 4.61 a bushel. December new crop corn is trading up a penny and three quarters at 4.84 a bushel. Cash soybeans are up a nickel at 12.41 and a quarter. November new crop soybeans are also up a nickel, trading at 12.18 a bushel. Moving on to dairy, the Class 3 milk price is falling. The June Class 3 milk contract is down 40 cents at $20.08 a hundredweight. The July Class 3 milk contract is down 17 cents, trading at $19.85 a hundredweight. Remember that your farm news doesn't have to stop here. You can follow along with us through your smartphone. Download our smartphone app for free at thefarmwi.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
More clouds than sun today and a few spotty showers lingering, alongside breezy winds whipping up to 30 miles per hour. Highs today will scrape the upper 60s and we'll get a shove warmer tomorrow to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Poison's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we'll be talking about all the things that are wrong with Justice Samuel Alito and be joined by two reporters from the Journal Sentinel talking housing.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn, just outside of Oregon, Wisconsin, here in south central Wisconsin. This is the having fun doing it part all day long. If you're watching on the stream, an absolutely gorgeous setting here as we are under this beautiful gazebo right kind of just outside of the main greenhouse here at Kopke, is joined by proprietor owner Gary Kopke. And Gary, during the break, you were telling us a little bit about this gazebo. You built it.
My true passion and calling in life is building things, and the flower business supports my habit of doing such. And I designed and built this gazebo, and what I came to realize is gazebo means a building with 1,000 parts. And so we were out here, and it was early September of 2000, and the day that the 9/11 happened, and it was so eerie after that, that not only was there a sadness, but the total world seemed to stand still, and there was no cars and no planes and no noise, and all there was us working with the sound of the birds. And so it was sort of peaceful for us, but very, very sad, heavy hearts as well.
Right, right. Yeah. And then you said you ended up getting married in this gazebo.
Yeah, 3 years later, my wife, who is now my wife, the lady I was with, agreed to be married. And so we got married here in the gazebo, as did Josh and his wife got married.
Wow. I mean, what a beautiful setting. I mean, just absolutely gorgeous for a wedding. And it's one of the cool things when people come out to Kopke's Greenhouse here outside of Oregon. You've got this cool place just to kind of sit and relax and take it all in. We're also looking, you built this really cool kids, it's more than a sandbox. It's a covered playground with sand in it. It's pretty cool.
Well, the problem with the sandbox was just for the kids to play while their moms were shopping. And then when it would rain, it would get all hard and crusty. And so I built a little cover over it to keep the rain out and keep the kids happy.
Well, anybody who comes to Kopke's Greenhouse is going to be happy. And really, I wouldn't say this about too many places, but when I find some place that I believe in, I like to brag it up. And even if you don't live necessarily in Oregon or not even in Madison, if you just want to take a day or an afternoon, or if you work during the weekend, because you're open 7 days a week, right?
Correct.
Open 7 days a week. Make a day of it. Drive down here, because I was talking to Bam, one of your, I think she's a part of retail,
store
right?
Store manager.
I came down here last week to kind of scout out where we were going to do it, and she showed me the gazebo here. I was, this is great. And about 2 hours later, I went through the line to check out. She goes, have you been shopping the entire time? I said, yes, absolutely. Because, I mean, you just turn a corner, and there's something else. And that's what I love about it, is you discover these cool, unique plants here, and there's something for everybody at Kopke's.
Yeah, we try to have a nice, diverse selection of plants, and we also do a nice variety of vegetable plants for the vegetable garden. One of the things is we saw during COVID was a huge resurgence in vegetable gardening.
I'm sure.
It had dropped off to the point where we weren't really selling that many vegetable plants, and then when the COVID hit, it took off like crazy again. And younger people, younger families are getting into it with their kids. Mm-hmm. And that's very refreshing to see the next generation having some interest in growing their own food.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what could be more fresh? And you know where it came from when you grow it yourself.
Yeah, and we have three of our buildings are certified organic. We're growing vegetables and herbs in there. So
that's awesome. If you'd like to ask Gordy Kopke a gardening or lawn question, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple or Android device. We're talking to Gordy Kopke here. Gordy, talk to us a little bit, because I worked for a couple of summers for a friend of mine who had a small landscaping business back in Richland County at one point, and talk to us a little bit about one of the things that I love about Kopke's, makes it unique, which is cultivating plants yourself or buying them for larger nurseries in the Midwest versus other places people might run into, kind of wayside stands. They're buying plants from the South and bringing them up here.
Well, there's a number of people who do the roadside thing, and I guess I can't fault them for being entrepreneurs and wanting be in the business. I think what we offer to differentiate us between us, them, and, say, the box store or the front of the grocery store is we have customer service. So we have a large number of people who are dedicate their time, and they work for us, and they'll answer your questions, whether it's designing a container or a perennial question, whether it grows sun or shade. And so all of those things, we liked to help not only the experience, but the newcomers into the gardening thing, so they're successful. The most important thing is to have success in your gardening experience.
And so many of your plants you cultivate here, or like this one in front of us here, is from a nursery, I believe, in Illinois. So these plants are meant and grown originally in the right zone. And I know in nursery business and gardening business, every the United States has planting zones where things are going to survive, particularly for perennials. If you don't plant the right thing in the right zone, you're going to invest money, and then it's probably going to die out. All of the plants here are meant for the zone that we live in.
In our perennial department, correct. The annual department is a whole other ball game, because most of those start thrive in tropical areas and do very well in the Wisconsin summer, but they won't take on the severe winter that we experience.
So you're telling me my hibiscus that I bought last week isn't going to make it through January?
No, that's why we'll have another one for you next year.
Well, no, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut it back and try to winter it over the winter inside.
You can try that, yeah.
I know a friend of mine, she's originally from El Salvador, and she has the greenest of green thumbs, and she has these hibiscus, and so she cuts them down, brings them in, and then weathers them over the winter. I'm going to try it. We'll see. Right. But like you say, if I'm not successful, you'll have another one for me next spring. 855-752-4842. If I have a gardening question for Gordy, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app here. Gordy, talk to us for those people that might be new to gardening. When you hear the words annual versus perennial, I know it's second nature to you, but for somebody who's new in it and it's like, I don't know what to plant, I just got a new house, maybe I've got a new apartment, I've got a deck here, you know, what should the newbie gardener or flower person be looking for between annual and perennial?
The one thing to keep in mind is the majority of perennials are wise enough to know that winter's coming and they got to store up their energy to make it through the winter. Therefore, their bloom period is shorter than an annual. Mm. The annuals are stupid plants that don't realize they're going to freeze, so they bloom carefree all summer long. So you get that color throughout the season. A lot of people will mix in perennials and annuals together in the same bed, that way that when the perennials go through their bloom period and then remain green, they'll still have color throughout their garden. Mm-hmm. And that's, I guess, the big difference.
Yeah. Off the text line, one of the questions, one of our listeners texting in here, wondering about roses. Do you have to have a huge green thumb to grow a rose bush, or are they as finicky as some people think? What are your thoughts on roses?
Well, some of the hybrid tea roses are finicky, but we try to handle the varieties that are not only hardy but carefree. They're not like the tea rose that you at least use cut for a cut rose, but they're very showy. You can see them over here. We have a nice patch of them over there. And maintenance free, very hardy for this particular area.
I literally just bought one for mom last weekend, the cashmere one, which is, it said it wasn't grafted, it actually had a root. And so I would think that would be a little bit easier to grow those.
Yes.
So they had a beautiful bloom on it, so hopefully by the time I go back to Richland Center next weekend, we'll see a beautiful cashmere rose. But, I mean, and also, you have so many, whether it's roses, but also, let's talk a minute about these native species, Gordy. So many of them are are great pollinators for birds, for butterflies. Talk to us about the native species of perennials.
We have a real nice selection that the perennial people are offering, and we have very knowledgeable on staff that dedicate their energy into helping people design the particular effect that they want to have a natural garden like that. And we'll go through the bloom periods and we'll answer any of their questions. All they have to do is come out and ask.
Yeah, and I just love the fact, again, it goes back to helping these native species, goes back to helping pollinators, which, again, I just think is better than letting dandelions grow for a month of May. I mean, am I goofy on this, Gordy, or am I, you know, I'm
well, as a man who has a field, hay field full of dandelions, we've got some of those out there as well.
All right. Here's somebody listening in on WMDX in Madison. Say, Kopke's has been my happy place for decades. The selection is amazing. They have things nobody else does. They are kind, and you can tell how much their staff loves plants, too. Thank you, Gordy, and all of your staff. Well, look at that.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, and if you have a question for Gordy Kopke, we're live here at Kopke's Greenhouse. Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Another texter texted in asking, my lawn seems to never make it through the month of June without starting to get brown. What's Gordy's advice on keeping my lawn looking nice?
Water.
Yeah.
In the last two years, we've actually had drought, and you just have to water it. That's the problem. And if you're living in the city, the problem is it's very costly to do that. Out here in the country, I have a well, and I can do that. But you need it at about it's around an inch a week average.
Mm-hmm.
For the average lawn, and if you get the well-timed thunderstorms that come through, that there's no problem.
Right.
But last year it was quite dry. I lost my hay field that I have. I grow some hay for some neighbors and their horses, and I lost. I had no second or third crop.
Really?
It was so dry.
Yeah. I know, especially just kind of north of Madison, south central Wisconsin, southwest Wisconsin, still in a drought condition. Now, after last night, I think some places got 3 inches or so, which will help a lot. But there are still people suffering out there, farmers, ag people in particular, that really do need the rain yet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's one of those things, right, where people that have a home, you like to kind of take pride in it. But, yeah, you're right, just having to water it to make it look good.
Back behind our house, there's a natural lake. It's a tamarack bog, southernmost tamarack bog in the United States. Mm-hmm. Is there. It's a unique thing. And the water level has dropped by almost 2 feet in the last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of just the lack of rain last year.
Oh, well, don't like the wind, but glad for the rain last night, certainly.
Yes.
Also off the text line, appreciate the new caller here. Question, does Kopke sell watermelon starts?
Yes, we do.
There you go.
We have several varieties. We have the yellow ones and the red, and two kinds of reds.
All right, very good. Nothing better than a fresh watermelon, right?
My favorite is the yellow dolls. They're yellow meat.
Yeah.
They're really sweet, and they fit in your refrigerator because they're less than the size of a basketball.
Well, that's fantastic. So there you go. Let's see here. Scott calling or texting in from Madison on WMDX says, I decided about 4 years ago to change my entire garden over to Wisconsin native. Have noticed a big push, or have you, Gordy, noticed a big push in native plants? This person says they planted over 400 so far.
Yes.
Wow.
There has been a significant increase in the demand for those plants. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think people, you know, to credit to people like you, I think more people are just being more aware, right?
Correct.
And wanting to do the right thing for the earth and for our environment and conservation practices. We're going to come back one more segment with Gordy Kopke here. We are live from Gordy's Kopke's Greenhouse. It is Gordy's, too, in the town of Dunn. Give us a call, 855-752-4842. One more segment to talk with Gordy or text in with a question. We are live on location. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Well, thank you. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. One of our listeners is stopping by here saying hi as well. This is fantastic, Gordy. I mean, not only are people listening to the show and when they're listening to your great sponsorship of Civic Media, they're coming out here buying some plants and saying hi. It's full circle.
Tom Allwell fan club shows up.
I think it's more the Gordy Kopke fan club, but thank you. Appreciate it. We are here live on location at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn, just outside of Oregon, Wisconsin, with owner and proprietor Gordy Kopke. If you have a gardening question, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app as well. Another listener, from the Madison area on WMDX, ground cherries, are they native, Gordy?
They're not native. We do sell them here. Mm-hmm. And there is occasion where they will reseed and come back.
Okay.
Some years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, I don't think I've ever eaten ground cherries or had one before.
Actually, never have I.
But you sell them.
We sell them. It's not what I like. It's what people like.
Right. Yeah, exactly. What we're in the 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you have a gardening question for Gordy, coming up in hour two, we have PJ Leash. He is an extension entomologist, a director of the Insect Diagnostic Lab at UW-Madison, better known as Wisconsin's Bug Guy. Going to be here talking about cicadas. All right, Gordy, for those watching the stream, I brought over this. I want to show this. Look at this beautiful plant right here, folks. This is all right, here's the question. This is a Japanese maple. One of the prize people want these, and there's a big are they hardy enough? Obviously, you sell them here. If people want to buy a Japanese, and first of all, tell people what a Japanese maple is as opposed to a regular maple tree, and what advice do you give if people want to plant these in their lawns?
Well, they will overwinter in Wisconsin in our particular zone. They don't grow as big as the monstrous maples that we were well aware of, the sugar maples and such. More of a miniature kind of a thing. It's got a nice foliage to it that sets it off from the rest of them. And
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful plant.
What I love about it is it has the color of kind of a red maple, but like you say, the leaves, the foliage is much more delicate, kind of fine, you know, and it reminds me of a Japanese type of garden type of thing. My mom built a house about 21 years ago, and I've been telling her one of these look fantastic right in the middle of her perennial garden, right in front. But she tells me that's great if you want to come back and rake up the leaves. So I suppose I'll just sit and admire it, Gordy, because, you know, I'm in an apartment right now, so I can't plant it there. So I'll tell folks, if you're looking for a Japanese maple, and another thing I noticed that I never knew, I guess, just by my stupidity, I didn't know you could grow it here. You have holly bushes here. the holly, and it looks like Christmas holly.
Yeah.
And I talked to one of your perennial staff here last week, and she said, yeah, you know, you can you just have to prune it. And I did not know that holly was a thing you could grow in Wisconsin, but there you go. Yeah. So really cool, unique things here at Kopke's Greenhouse as well.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you have a question for Gordy Kopke, as well as you can text on the Civic Media app. Any other trends, Gordy, or things that are kind of hot this year for the growing season that you're hearing from your customers?
Well, because we do the organic vegetable line, we've seen a large increase in the amount of organic vegetable sales that over previous years. And I guess I like to see that. The mentality of the gardener concerned with the quality of food that they're producing, I think it's a great thing.
Let's remind people again, coming up on Sunday, this coming Sunday, Memorial Day weekend, 3 o'clock, there's going to be a benefit auction. How many years have you been doing this?
Oh, gosh.
More or less?
Probably at least 15, wow. I believe. Yeah. Okay. I was at the EAA once when the Honor Flight soldiers came back, the World War II guys. And when I saw the reception that they got, it just jerked at my heart to say, I got to help.
Right.
Whatever small amount that I can do. And the first year we did it, we just did a silent bid kind of a thing. And you know, we didn't raise much money, maybe $1,000 or whatever.
Still, yeah.
And then one of my customers, Bob Johnson, is an auctioneer. And he came up to me. He said, you know, he says, I like your place. I like what you're doing. He said, I can get you more money than what you're getting on that silent auction. I'll donate my time. And so we started doing it as a thing. And every year, the amount that we kept receiving is going up every year, which is great. And then 2 years ago, because we sent over 100 people on these things, I went as a guest of the Honor Flight, Badger Honor Flight, to go along with one of the groups. And it was just so overwhelming. And it just brought tears to my eyes to see the change in the attitude, especially the Vietnam guys who didn't have a positive reception.
Yeah.
To see the change in their attitude, it was very satisfying, and I'm glad we can help them out.
Yeah, well, I'm still appreciative of what you're doing here. And as someone who did not serve, but I worked in politics for a while and in government, and worked with veterans and military affairs folks, and I know how much it means through them and having been around them and some of their families. So thanks for everything that you're doing here. And if you want to help out, come on out to Kopke's Greenhouse just outside of Oregon on Sunday at 3 o'clock. This great benefit auction. There are beautiful planters all ready to go for you. Come on out, as Gordy says, bid early. And
have live music in the gazebo from noon to 3.
Look at that, live music. Gordy's going to be cooking a brat. All the proceeds go to the Wisconsin Honor Flight to help get our veterans out to Washington, D.C. And just to say thanks. And it's just an amazing thing. And I just thank you for everything that you do, Gordy.
Well, thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for being such a great host. Thanks for making sure the weather was nice today.
I had a whole few strains. I got rid of the bad stuff last night and brought the clouds in, or got rid of the clouds for you.
Well, we appreciate all that you do, and we're going to hang out here another hour, if you don't mind, for our next guest, who's going to be here talking about cicadas and bugs and whatnot. But again, quickly, you can find you're on Facebook here and also at Kopke's. That's Kopkes Greenhouse, Kopkes, kopkesgreenhouse.com. You're also on Facebook as well. Gordy, thank you so much for being a great guy and a great host.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thanks for coming on.
Our pleasure. Gordy Kopke, everybody, stay tuned. We're going to continue on live from Kopke's Greenhouse, Hour 2. PJ Leach on cicadas next. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show for a Wednesday on location right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, a special edition of the Recombobulation Area with Dan Schaefer. Paul Noonan talks all things sports and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WCFW website at wcfw.fm. Your news just for the Eau Claire area. I'm James Kelly with WCFW News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.